This is a little bit of a different service than what we might normally have on a Sunday morning as we explore ancient rituals, pagan practices per se, and differing things that throughout time have been a part of spiritual humanity seeking to connect more deeply to that which is greater than self, that which we might call God. Kevin, I'm going to ask you, do I need to have this right here, or can I move it? Thank you. Yeah, there we go. There, I like space. Thank you. And so as I was beginning and preparing, knowing this Sunday was the day before Halloween, and I thought, well, is Halloween what I want to talk about on a Sunday morning? And then I embraced and recognized how truly valuable it is for us to explore the foundation of our spirituality and where we came from. And so my talk title for today is All Hallows Eve. And you know, it was so fun to see our kids dressed up in their Halloween costumes and to appreciate more and more how we embrace that around our world. And of course, there's a lot of commercialism associated with it. But I'd like to go back and kind of touch into a little bit of the history and how this came about to be Halloween. And so All Hallows Eve, oh, and this is, there were a couple of websites. So, Susan, if you could pull up those big, long websites. So I sort of mishmashed it together from two websites. It says, All Hallows Eve falls on the 31st of October each year and is the day before All Hallows Day, also known as All Saints Day in the Christian calendar. And the name derives from the Old English hallowed, meaning holy or sanctified, and is now usually contracted to the more familiar word Halloween. It is widely believed that many Halloween traditions have evolved from an ancient Celtic festival called Samhain, which is a Gaelic word meaning end of summer. This festival is believed to have been a celebration of the end of the harvest, of the summer harvest, and a time of preparation for the coming winter. In 1000 AD, the Roman Church made November 2nd All Saints' Day, a day to honor the dead. All Souls' Day was celebrated similarly to a Samhain with big bonfires, parades, and dressing up in costumes. What we can be sure of is that the modern celebration of Halloween is a complicated mix of evolved and evolving traditions and influences. So if we kind of take a look at all of this, and we look back at Roman times, and the Celtic people, the Celts, the people who were very in touch with nature, with just an intrinsic awareness of their spirituality, and they practiced things that put them in touch with nature, like the solstices and the changing of the seasons. And they honored those times, and they celebrated them. And as the Roman Empire began to expand and take over some of these areas, what they wanted to do then was kind of absorb into their own spiritual or their religious structures these pagan festivals and things that were so meaningful to all the people. So this became this mishmash of All Souls Day that used to be celebrated by the Roman Catholics in May, then moved to November to be a part of these celebrations that honor the changing of the seasons, the end of the harvest, and awareness that we are moving into what the Celts might have called the dark times. Now, we can take that in and make it be have a negative sense or negative meaning to it. It simply means the time of winter, which is a truly valuable time of rest and renewal and hibernation. But it is a recognition of preparing for that. And this time that they celebrated the end of the harvest on the 31st of October acknowledged that it was in the energetic vibration of our planet what's called a liminal time. We know that our universe is far more than what we perceive out here in just our physicalness, everyday lives. We know that our entire world, our planet, our everything is energetic. And like our seasons, like the tides, like the sun and the moon, it has a flow to it that some of the pagans, some of the people, and that's not a negative word, it represented their spirituality. They were in tune with a more natural flow where we in this current day kind of tend to focus on this stuff as being real, and we forget the magic of all of creation, of all of existence. And they were so very much in touch with that. And so at this time, when they were celebrating the end of the harvest and moving into the winter times, they knew that liminal space, that the energy of this physical part of our world and that which is the energy of all the universe were in a flow that coincided. And so a lot of the traditions and the things that they celebrated by wearing costumes, by lighting jack-o'-lanterns and bonfires were, first of all, to acknowledge and appreciate not only those living currently with them, but all the souls and all the beings and all the limitless expression beyond this physical plane. And they acknowledged that, and then they wore the costumes to also ward off being carted away or whatever kinds of concerns they might have had back then in a consciousness that was not yet fully evolved. And so then the Roman traditions came in with All Saints Day because they wanted to honor and recognize those who had served in this world in such a way so that then November 1st became All Saints Day. And then in that process, they sort of embraced a lot of the pagan traditions. So they also would carve jack-o'-lanterns, do bonfires, create dances, have these wonderful gatherings together. And then in other cultures, in the Mesoamerican, in the Mexican culture, then they too had a very deep soul connection, awareness to loved ones that had died. And they recognized that we were so much more than just our physical bodies, that there's a connection. And so, Alex, you may need to help me with the pronunciation of this. El Dia de los Muertos, which is Day of the Dead. Did I get close on that? Thank you. Thank you, dear. Yes. And so on November 2nd, there is this wonderful Mesoamerican tradition of honoring loved ones who have died. And so in this whole time that is actually called All Hallow Tide, which goes from October 31st, Halloween, the eve of, to November 2nd, we have these wonderful opportunities to explore spiritually. How do we feel about the cycles of life and death? How do we feel about embracing that which is greater than what we see in ourselves in this physical body? How do we celebrate and acknowledge the magic and the wonder of the whole universe and the flow of nature and its design and its creation, and how important the seasons are? Spring of renewal, summer of the full harvest, fall and winter, fall of gathering and winter, a time to rest, to hibernate, and we're moving into that soon. It is the dark time which is the wonderful time of moving into the cave of our soul, of our being, in a way that embraces and augments our spirituality. So I love this quote from Ray Bradbury. Many of you know him as a wonderful author. He says, "Anyone could see that the wind was a special wind this night, and the darkness took on a special feel because it was All Hallows' Eve." Indeed, don't we love our fairy tales and our stories and these wonderful things that we participate in traditions and ceremonies and dressing up to ward off, to go, to just enjoy and play and be creative. And W.B. Yeats said, "The world is full of magic things, patiently waiting for our senses to grow sharper." Patiently waiting for our senses to grow sharper. Magic things everywhere. And oftentimes, in ancient experiences of the people who were more closely aligned with the naturalness of our planet, they tuned into that in a way that in our Western world, oftentimes we don't. So this is a delightful time, the next few days, this liminal time of moving from the fall harvest into a time of winter and moving towards the winter solstice, to begin appreciating and recognizing the importance of the cycles, of the mystery of life and death, the mystery of all that is so much more than just our physical beingness, the mystery of honoring time to slow down, time to remember our loved ones. In scripture from Philippians 1:3, it says, "I thank my God for every remembrance of you, friends." And this is such a time to remember that our loved ones, we're not separated from them. And I just love the wonderful Dia de los Muertos celebration that invites, well, the day before, I believe, is the Day of the Innocents of the Children, November 1st, and they can come through, and then they celebrate on November 2nd their loved ones coming through to be with them. And we can engage in that awareness that we are not separate, that we are all apart, and that our souls are ever and eternal. So this wonderful time becomes a time when we are seeking to have a different spiritual awareness, to connect to something greater than the everyday outer physical existence we live in, and to recognize there is magic everywhere, magic in all that is, in all of creation. In scripture from Psalm 42, 1 through 2a, it says, "As the deer longs for the water brooks, so my soul longs for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God," friends. What a wonderful time, this liminal time, when those energetic vibrations of our planet allow a greater space for us to connect to that which is beyond the physical, the metaphysical, the spiritual allness of all that is. Our soul longs for that. And this is a time to begin to celebrate, to honor, to experience. Mary Shelley, the author who wrote the book Frankenstein, said, and I love this because there was a theme in her writing, Frankenstein. She says, "There is something at work in my soul which I do not understand." How many times do you feel that when you're trying to make sense of outer things in our lives? And we forget to move into the soul of our being, to see with eyes that transcend and move beyond outer appearances and embrace the allness of infinite spirit. There is something at work in my soul which I do not understand, friends. And what a wonderful place to be. Because when we don't understand, it opens the door for us to explore. And from this is a quote from Buddha, which says, just as a candle cannot burn without fire, man cannot live without a spiritual life. So this is a wonderful holiday time, a wonderful time of honoring past traditions and celebrations that people did. And we have evolved in our understanding as spiritual humanity, and yet we can appreciate the creativity. We can appreciate the fun of the parties and the bobbing for apples and all the different things that kind of got mashed into this three-day time that is that liminal time, that shifting, where we can connect with that which is greater than ourselves. We can connect with our loved ones. We can connect with an experience of infinite spirit. Celebrating ancient traditions and practices helps connect us to current spirituality, friends. When we honor the groundbreaking work that was done by our ancestors, when we begin to appreciate the simplicity and the magic of that, and begin to allow it to flow through us, things begin to shift and change, and we experience a different sense of our spirituality. In scripture from Ecclesiastes 3:1, most of you are familiar, "For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven." Friends, we are on the cusp of that. And so I would invite you through this weekend, through this time of All Hallows, All Hallowed Eve, and the two following days, to really appreciate what spirituality we learn and gain. First of all, an understanding about the cycles of life and death that might be different than the ending that we usually perceive death to be, as opposed to a crossing over into a new threshold of something greater, and inviting ourselves to be in that experience. And another opportunity that we find ourselves in right here and right now, as we are moving towards the winter solstice, is to appreciate and value what our seasons bring to us by way of connecting us to infinite spirit. It is wonderful to nurture and grow the harvest, and then we gather the harvest. And then comes a time of rest. Comes a time to be still, to renew, to move into the dark hibernation of allowing spirit to regenerate, to renew us, and to inspire us. Graham Moore, an author, said, "I believe in traditions. I believe in the idea of things being passed between generations and the slow transmission of cultural values through tradition." How wonderful to honor those traditions, to incorporate and embrace, and yet also to move beyond as we begin to see more clearly or more greatly in our own experience of what Halloween might be, of this liminal time of connecting to infinite spirit. And Gustav Mahler said, "Tradition is not the worship of ashes, but the preservation of fire." And I really liked that quote, because as I looked up a lot of quotes around tradition, most of it said, well, get rid of tradition because it bogs us down. We hang on to the old and we don't let go. And I really liked looking at tradition and the foundation that it has built for us. It's not worshiping just the old ashes and what was, but it is preserving the flame of the initial inspiration that all of these wonderful experiences and celebrations were about. So I invite you to embrace your spirituality over the next few days and going forward, and to begin to recognize a connection to God through the beauty of the fall leaves, through the experience of the change. So how many of you woke up and it was dark this morning when it used to be light when you got up? And, of course, from California initially, I still have not gotten used to it being dark still at 8 o'clock in the morning. You know, but these are the time. But because I want to get up and go, and it's like allowing the space for the quietness, for the dark, for the embracing time, and so let this be, friends, a time of celebrating these wonderful traditions, these wonderful rituals and ceremonies and things that were started by a people and by our ancient ancestors in their quest to know God or that which was greater than themselves. And we now continue that search, that experience, by allowing ourselves to be in touch with the things that are magic, with the things that transcend just this physical world. And we embrace the beauty of all that is. I will close with a quote from Brené Brown. She says, "Spirituality is recognizing and celebrating that we are all inextricably connected to each other by a power that is greater than all of us. Practicing spirituality brings a sense of perspective, meaning, and purpose to our lives." Friends, enjoy Halloween, enjoy Dia de los Muertos, enjoy connecting to the physical world and the non-physical world, and embrace it and celebrate it this weekend.